Most of the Midwest weather will likely be quite favorable as we move forward through this next full week to 10 days. A good mix of rain and sunshine will likely occur, with temperatures varying from warm this week to somewhat milder next week. The overall bottom line is going to be favorable for crop development, and I see no reason for excessive conditions to occur across the region anytime real soon. Now, with that said, we do note that there was a lot of heavy rain reported in the weekend, in particular in southwestern Wisconsin, extreme northeastern portions of Iowa, and southeasternmost sections of Minnesota. These areas saw rain totals of 3 to 7 inches and was certainly great enough to cause some flooding. There were also areas of heavy rain reported across northern portions of Illinois, southern Illinois, also some areas in South Dakota and Nebraska, and a couple of spots even in west central Iowa. Overall, though, the rain during the weekend was certainly welcome and mostly favorable for crop development. Now, there were areas where spraying was supposed to occur this weekend, and there were other areas that might have been still trying to put a little seed in the ground that probably ran into a little bit of an obstacle with the precipitation that occurred over the course of the weekend. Now, most everybody is done with the planting process, that they have to pretty much give up at this point. We do expect to see the weather be very favorable, though, for crop development as we move forward through these next several days. In fact, the next 10 days to 2 weeks, I think, will look very good for the majority of the crops across the region. Yes, there is going to be a cooling take place across the region this weekend into next week, and degree day accumulations will probably fall off again, and we'll probably look for some drier weather still prevailing across some of the western portions of the Corn Belt. All of this is certainly interesting food for thought, but I don't think it's going to put us in a position where the crops are going to be seriously stressed right off the bat here. The biggest concern that I do have is over the western Corn Belt in parts of Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, western Missouri in particular, and southwestern Iowa, as well as the U.S. Delta, where we will see some net drying conditions occur over this next full week to 10 days. Totally dry weather probably is not likely, but we will see many areas get only a minimal amount of rain. And with temperatures in the 80s and lower 90s through much of this work week, we'll likely see net drying result. Now, when the cold air comes into the Midwest this weekend into early next week, we'll likely see a cold front generate some shower and thunderstorm activity, but don't look for this to be a major soaker, because it looks as though the moisture in the atmosphere is not going to be very abundant at that point in time. There seems to be some advertised tropical weather system that will be moving up towards the central Gulf of Mexico coastal area about the middle part of next week. Now, I realize this is a long way out in the forecast, but it has an interesting impact on our outlook, so I wanted to mention it briefly here today, that if that tropical event, it turns out to be correctly placed and the timing is accurate, we would probably experience some drier biased conditions across the Midwest during the middle to latter part of next week, because that storm system in the southeastern U.S. would be robbing the atmosphere of moisture. We'll continue to monitor that, though, over the next several days. There's no guarantee that that system will actually even come to fruition, let alone move inland. Well, the forecast, though, for the U.S. temperatures at night are likely to cool back into some 50 and 60 degree readings next week at this time, but until then, a lot of 60 and lower 70 degree readings are expected. The cooler weather will be excellent in giving the crop an adequate period of rest after many days of temperatures staying above 70 degrees at night. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.